the Industry Advisory Council was asked by Anish Chopra and Vivek to help them look at the issue, some issues around large legacy systems, and what did the industry think could be done with modernizing large legacy systems in government. And they particularly pointed IAC management out to go talk to Roger Baker because of Vista being one of the obvious examples of a large, successful application, widely implemented, critical to mission, but that was in sore need of modernization. So
and this is not Vista, the Microsoft operating system. This is actually predates anything Microsoft did. Vista is a 32-year system. This was doing health IT before we were talking health IT.
Exactly. And it has evolved over these 32 years to become the most comprehensive, most integrated, most widely used integrated health informatics system in this country. And it's in operation at all of the VA's 163, whatever the correct number is, hospitals, 850 clinics, 150 nursing homes, and it's also has been used at the Indian Health Service. It's been used in several other state and local institutions. It is truly a wonderful legacy that the VA has created, and you can say without a shadow of doubt or anyone contradicting you that it is indeed the best in the world. Having said that, it's
32 years old.
32 years old. It's very expensive to maintain. It's very difficult to enhance. It's on a platform that's no longer manufactured. It's written in a language that is all but extinct, and so it's in dire need of modernization. And that was the challenge that Roger Baker, the CIO at VA, posed to IAC.
So they asked you guys to essentially assess it. You and a committee of folks came together and did a lot of research into this. I know.
Right.
Talk about. Because the report's frankly voluminous. It's more than 100 pages. Let's boil it down for folks. One of the things you say is essentially this needs to be an open source. You need to open source this.
Yeah, and before we get to that, and I will, Chris, one of the things that I really want to point out here is the notion that this is a we brought together initially a group of 42 companies and representatives, senior level representatives for 42 IAC member companies, and we worked for 6 months at this, and we put in all sorts of hours, weekends, nights. We met at least weekly, and very often two or three times a week. We took we interviewed several dozen people. We took field trips. We really worked hard at this. And one of the things we did with this committee was we asked everyone to take off their company hat and put on their industry hat. And we asked them to represent not their company, but represent the citizenry and the veterans of this country. What's best for them? And I'm just so impressed with the ability of the people and the companies to allow that to happen and to come and work in the as an industry group, work in the best interest of this government and the citizens and our veterans.
Well, this really is, I mean, this kind of thing, this is why ACT IAC exists.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's nice to have a model of it actually working.
Right. So the most important thing maybe to come out is that this is a unanimous recommendation of industry. And truthfully, IAC is probably the only place you could have brought this together with ACT IAC and brought this together. And we came this report is made unanimously on behalf of the industry to the VA. So, I mean, that brings some power, I think, to the report. What we say as to the specific recommendations, we wanted this to be more than just very high-level thoughts for consideration. So we make a series of very specific recommendations. However, we didn't want this to sound prescriptive. Roger Baker is the one and the only one who has the obligation, the responsibility to make these decisions. So we want to make it clear this is just a single set of recommendations to Roger.
It's not. And as I say, advice. This is advice you're giving him, and he needs to go and make the best decision for VA.
That's his job.
Yeah.
And so, but one of the recommendations was that we recommend that he announce as a strategic policy that the VA is moving to open source.
And why?
Well, what we did was one of the subcommittees we formed under Dr. Tom Love was to look at the alternatives. And that subcommittee came up with 24 alternatives. And we did some analysis on those alternatives, cost, difficulty, probability of success, the whole bunch of factors. And we took those 24, we got them down to 6. And we really explored 6 viable alternatives to how you might approach this. And in the course of many, many weeks of investigation, discussion, talking to experts, discussing it among ourselves, the committee came to the conclusion that the only real viable way ahead that would meet all of the requirements as we now had come to understand them for modernizing Vista was to move to an open source platform. And this is not a unique or really all that radical an idea. DoD has already made this decision. Many, many large corporations have already made this decision. We're just saying we believe it's the right decision. It allows for the most widespread use of the talent and knowledge and experience that's out there in this community to be brought to bear on a bunch of difficult problems. It allows for flexibility and it allows for innovation, and we just really came, that was one of our strongest conclusions, is we came to the notion that this really needed to be open source.
And for those people who may be hearing us and saying open source, I don't know what open source is. The Mozilla Firefox browser, open source platform, people can change. Even Wikipedia is an example of something that's developed in this open source, much more open, transparent way.
Right. It's mass collaboration.
Yeah.
Within a set of very strict rules. It's a pure meritocracy where the next best greatest line of code is the code that gets used. And it's just this mass collaboration. People can collaborate all over the world, all over the country, any time of day or night under a fairly sophisticated and mature set of rules about how this all takes place. Open source has been ready for prime time for a long time. All sorts of things run, the Apache servers that run parts of the internet are open source. Linux is open source. So there's open source is mature, it's stable, the process works, and we're recommending that that's the way the VA should go.
In other words, this stuff has matured to the point that this isn't bleeding edge. This is almost mainstream.
It is. In fact, it is very, very closely approaching mainstream. And then there are just so many benefits to this approach that they far outweigh any difficulties with management and the like. And again, there's so many people out there doing this now successfully that there are some really strong models for the VA to look to.
The report also makes recommendations about, as you're moving to this almost Vista 2.0, what do you do with Vista 1.0? And you make some recommendations about that as well.
Yes. One of the things we say is that you need to freeze Vista, current Vista, keep it healthy, stabilize it, do any patient safety modernization and enhancements that are required, but that the investment in Vista slow and the focus switch to Vista 2.0, which is what we named it. Who knows what it'll actually be called. but we called it that, and essentially have this evolutionary approach to multi-year approach to moving the applications into this new what we're calling an ecosystem.
And you need to essentially stabilize Vista because there have been situations where it's gone down and it's now become such a mission critical function for VA. You just can't
right.
have it.
Well, yeah, there will have to be significant investment to keeping Vista healthy and alive, keeping up with mandated changes and dealing with any patient safety related issues. But what we're recommending is you shift the focus of where your major investments go.
So you've submitted the report to Mr. Chopra and to Mr. Baker. What happens now?
Well, we submitted it to Roger because he was our sponsor. He was the one who asked for the report. We certainly have sent courtesy copies to Anish and to some other folks for review and comment. But now Roger has to take it into consideration. He gets advice and recommendations from multiple sources internally. I know what his folks internally think is very important, and so I'm sure he'll take the recommendations that he gets from a lot of different sources, and he'll factor all those into as he looks forward to making these decisions. We're obviously hopeful that he embraces many of our recommendations, but ultimately this is just a series of recommendations, and certainly Roger is the and the VA are the controlling entities here.
And I imagine that the ACT-IAC group is willing to help if he has further questions as they go on and make. I mean, there are a lot of decisions that have to be made.
Yes, and that's absolutely true, and that's a part of the commitment we made. But another point to be made here, and this gets to what Anish and Vivek are looking to. Of course, they want to see Vista modernized, but the model that we proposed is applicable to any large old legacy system in government. It would work for just about any one of them. And so they have asked us to document our process and to describe how the model is extensible to other opportunities in government. And we've done that. And so I think they'll be interested at that level as well.
Seems like a pretty powerful step, asking, I know it always, and you've been on the other side of this, it can be very difficult when you're in government to simply say, hey, I don't have all the answers, can you help me? And seems like a pretty powerful step to reach out to ACT-IAC in this way and say, hey, can you help us figure out a solution to this?
Right. Roger's been on in leadership roles on both sides of the equation. He's on the ACT board. He's been on the IAC board. He's been involved the private sector and the public sector. And so he knows the power that the industry can bring to bear when properly focused. And so this is a single voice, and really IAC is the right place. They can bring this power to bear. It is really something quite clearly stated in their charter and mission statement. And I got to tell you, I was so impressed with the willingness of both the member companies and the individuals that represented them to come in and literally take their hat off and give us a tremendous amount of their time and knowledge and experience to this project, and really come at it with what's in the best interest of this government, what's in the best interest of the VA, and what's in the best interest of the citizens and the veterans of this country. And any number of the folks on the committee came to me and said, this is one of the most exciting things they've done recently in terms of the challenge to the and the professional opportunity this provided. So it was a very rewarding experience.
Very nice. Anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Just that we're very hopeful. We think this is an actionable set of recommendations, and we look forward to the dialogue. And IAC stands ready to further assist in any way that Roger or any of the other folks in government see fit.